4. Universe Reality. As we look at the universe today, we see different kinds of reality. It is not all just the same. Reality gets started because the Universal Father decided to start it. From our standpoint, there are 3 main kinds of reality. 1. Undeified reality. In general, this is the material side of creation. It is a part of creation that is not personal. This sort of reality also suggests something that could not even be made personal. In final analysis, this kind of reality runs out into the presence of the unqualified absolute, the part of infinity that the I Am moved away from. 2. Deified reality. In the main, this is the personal side of creation. It has to do with personality from the bottom to the top, from the lowest finite to the highest infinite. If something is even personalizable, then it falls into this general category. But deified reality also goes beyond personality. Remember that the absonators are superpersonal. Deified reality finally winds up in the presence of the deity absolute, the part of infinity that the I Am moved into. 3. Interassociated reality. Reality is supposed to be either deified or undeified. But to beings below the level of deity, there exists a borderline zone. Deified and undeified reality seem to be mixed up and blended. This interassociated reality seems to be the province of the Universal Absolute, the third absolute who appeared to equalize the tension between the other two. This is the primal concept of original reality. The Father starts it all out and keeps it up as a going concern. The basic and original split in reality is between deified reality and undeified reality, between the deity absolute and the unqualified absolute. The original relationship is the tension between these two absolutes. This tension which the Father caused is completely relieved by the universal absolute, the third absolute. This is how the universal absolute came into being, by compensating this tension. From the viewpoint of time and space, you can further subdivide reality. 1. Actual and potential. Some things are already here, others are yet to come. For example, the eternal Son is complete and final as a spiritual being. But mortal man is hardly a spiritual being at the present time. Man is a potential spiritual being. 2. Absolute and sub-absolute. Whatever is absolute is from eternity. It always has been. It has nothing whatsoever to do with time. Sub-absolute realities are of 2 kinds. First of all, there are absonites. Absonite realities have a relationship to both time and eternity. They occupy an in-between zone. And then there are finites. Finite realities do exist in space and do have a beginning in time. 3. Existential and experiential. That which knows before experience is existential. That which grows by virtue of experience is experiential. The paradise deities are existential in nature. The supreme and the ultimate are experiential in nature. 4. Personal and impersonal. The expansion of deity, the expression of personality, and the evolution of the universes, all these things are forever flowing in channels which the Father has provided. There are 2 main channels, personal and impersonal. The Father made these channels when He created Paradise alongside the Eternal Son. Paradise is the impersonal pattern. It starts the stream flowing in the impersonal channel. The Son is the pattern personality. He starts the stream flowing in the personal channel, Paradise. This word can be used as either an adjective or a noun. In this paragraph, we want to discuss it as an adjective. We can refer to paradise forces and energies. We speak of the paradise gravity center. We can talk about paradise deities. We may speak of paradise divinity, paradise personality, or paradise energy, spiritual, mindal, or material. Everything started at paradise, but paradise, the central isle, did not start everything. The Isle of Paradise. Now we want to define paradise as a noun. This central isle is the machine which the Father personally built. He built this machine for the same reason that any personality builds a machine. he built it to do a machine-like job of controlling the material universes. Since the Father is absolute, so also is his machine absolute. It is the center of his system of gravity control of the universes. Paradise does not move. It is the only stationary thing in the universe of universes. The Isle of Paradise has a universe location. It can be physically reached if you travel in the right direction and have the means of transport. But the Isle of Paradise is not in space. Space comes to its inner boundary just before reaching Paradise. Paradise is surrounded by something, but that something is not space. All of the matter and energy of the material universes came from Paradise. This is also true of all past and all future universes. This nuclear Isle of Light came into being by the acts of deity, but Paradise is not deity. Neither are the material creations a part of deity. They are a consequence of deity action. Paradise is not a creator. It does not create anything at all. But there is nothing else exactly like it when it comes to exercising control over many things that go on in the universes. To some extent, it reacts to what goes on in the universes, but it does not react nearly so much as it controls. Everywhere you go, Paradise influences the doings of everybody that has anything to do with force, energy, and power. There is nothing else like Paradise in all the universes. Paradise represents nothing, and nothing represents Paradise. We have nothing else to compare it to. It is just Paradise.